Lord, I place my faith in your mercy alone. For your mercy is my helpline in the earth and my lifeline to honor eternity. Lord, I do not place my faith in my own right. Lord, I place my faith in your mercy. Alone, all of this is my heaven in the earth, and my life throughout all eternity. By your grace and mercy, I was justified. By your grace and mercy, I was sanctified. It was not because I was so qualified. It was not because I was so deserving. By your grace, I was justified. By your grace, I was sanctified. It was not, I was sanctified. It was not because I was so deserving. Oh Lord. I do not place my faith in my own power. I place my faith in your mercy alone. What a mercy is my help and in the earth.
Earth, my lifeline. something just changed. A desired impartation just dropped. A heart desperate for God just got answered. A confusion just got cleared. A question just got answered. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, possessing your possession, dash the force of violence. The force of violence. The force of violence, which is also the fighting spirit, is a very critical requirement for possessing your possession. There is no victory without violence. No possession without aggression. No conquest without contest. Deuteronomy 2:24 says, rise you up, take your journey, pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hands Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. And how do you do it? By contending with him in battle. We possess as we contend. Begin to possess it as you contend with him in battle. If you are not ready to contend with the enemy, you are not ready to possess the territory. Whether it is a spiritual territory, a ministry territory, a business territory, a political territory, begin to possess it. And how do you do it? Contend with him in battle. Whatever is yours is available once you are ready to fight. Whatever is yours is takeable once you are ready to fight. People fought in scripture to become anything. Example number one, Jacob. Jacob became Israel through the force of violence and a fighter spirit. Meaning of that is, Jacob became who he was meant to become from who he used to be through a fighting spirit. Jacob was what he used to be. Israel was what he was meant to be. Jacob was who he used to be. Israel was what he was meant to be. But who he used to be did not give way without a fight. Genesis 32 from verse 24 to 28. You know the story. He wrestled with the man till the break of day. I won't let you go until you bless me. And he fought and he said, oh, what is your name? Jacob. Now, from now, your name is no more Jacob. It's Israel. Because as a prince, you have power with God and you have prevailed. Maybe there is something you are now and the devil wants you to remain there. You can terminate what you are to accelerate who you are meant to be by the force of the fight. Example number two, Caleb possessed his inheritance. After 45 years of waiting, through the force of violence, a fighting spirit. He said in Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to verse 14, he said, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, for war, for war, for war, for war, for war. Both to go out and to come in. Until you are ready for war, you are not ready to win. Until you are ready for war, for we wrestle. Until you are ready for war, you are not ready to win. As my strength was then, for war, both to go out and to come in. Go ahead, I need to finish reading that passage. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the God of Israel. Hebron, the birthplace of kings, could not be delivered without a fight. Your inheritance is available, but it's not empty. Inside every promised land, there are giants. And it is the duty of the owner to dispossess. It's your duty. Hallelujah. Where we are now was not taken without force, spiritual, physical, every realm. Hallelujah. When we came here, it was very, very thick bush. It was a big settlement of over 90-something houses. It had to be settled in several ways. At one time, they said they sighted something like an animal, like a wild animal. I'm sure some of the officers here remember. Inside here, ravaging and doing some things. Went through the length and breadth of this land, anointing, dealing with forces that were resident before we came. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Today, Jerusalem is a celebrated city in the world. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. That is apart from being Israel. That's my example number three. David took Jerusalem from the Jebusites with a fight. Through the force of violence, the fighter spirit, 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 7, it was a fight. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same in the city of David. If you read the whole passage, he went in there, cleared out the Jebusites. It was, and the name was named after him till tomorrow, as the eternal, indivisible capital of Israel, with a fight. Some years ago, Jerusalem celebrated 3,000 years of being taken by David. Taken by David. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? What is yours is available, but only takeable by violence. It's available, but only takeable. Takeable. You can set your family free by the force of violence. You can cause that assignment of God in your hands, whatever it is, to break ground by the force of violence and the fighter spirit. Final example before we proceed, Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Jabez was the one who determined that he was not going to remain the way he was. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. That's the violence of prayer. Saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Enlarge my cause. Let your hand be with me. That you will keep me from evil. And that evil will not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Later on, he became the owner of the city. 1 Chronicles 2:55. Actually, they gave that account before. And the families of the scribes dwelt at Jabez. Jabez, that was a sorrowful person, became a celebrated city. From a sorrowful person to a celebrated city by the fire and the force of violence. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Have you ever seen how a lion takes over a territory before? It's not palatable. It's not palatable at all. Wherever he is coming from, he arrives in a new territory and sees the lion that is in charge of the territory and engages him in a brutal fight. Very brutal. By the time the fight is over, the loser will be walking away with maybe a broken leg. I was watching it on our channel the other day, and I saw just moving pitiably, leg broken. And the new lion possesses the new territory, takes over everything, is in charge, and begins to roar to maintain territory. I felt compassion for the other guy who was moving. There was a fight that broke a lion's jaw into two. It was hanging. So where will this one find an orthopedic surgeon with a plastic surgeon, a veterinary plastic surgeon? Fight. What is about to come on you today, you will deal with all the devils that dealt with your lineage. That amen can be better than that. All the native doctors in the territory where you are, the street where you are, all the babalawos, the mamalawos, all those who vow that the work of God must not prosper, you are living here with a violent spirit to dispossess them from those territories. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen! You know the woman with the issue of, that girl with the spirit of divination, in Acts chapter 16, that followed Paul about, these are the men that bring us, show us the way of salvation. The Bible said she was functioning with the spirit of divination, and the interpretation of that spirit of divination is the spirit of the python. She was using a python spirit to give accurate prophecies and predictions. And what she was saying was not wrong. These are the men of God that bring God words of salvation. But the spirit saying it was wrong. And the Bible says, and Paul being there, the Bible says, he brought her master much gain. There are people positioned around your assignment. Their gain is your loss. They are making gain at the expense of the kingdom. They are diverting the traffic of genuine seekers of God. And it is time for the voice of the spirit of divination to be silenced. It takes a violent spirit. What? This force of violence. What is the impact of it? What is the benefit of the force of violence? Number one, the violent force of fighting spirit enforces a change of story. We saw that in Jacob. Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28. The violent force, fighting spirit, enforces a change of story. Nothing moves without force. Nothing changes position without force. Things may fall on their own, but if things are to move, a force must be applied. It forces change to happen. Second, the violent force and fighting spirit connects the violent to the help of God. If you are violent in spirit, aggressive in spirit, with the spirit of the fighter, you secure the help of God. God says, it is your type I am looking for. That was the mystery behind the help David enjoyed when he faced Goliath. When he arrived with a violent spirit, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of my God? Who is this, like we say today, bastard devil? I take off your head now. God said, that is my boy talking, I will help you. And when he fired the stone, the Lord helped the stone. Directed the stone to where it is needed. Stone hit him on the forehead. The frontal bone here went into the frontal lobe. Instead of him falling backward, he fell face down to confirm the help of God. That was what God meant when he said in Psalm 89 verse 19. Psalm 89, he was talking to David. He said, then thou speakest in a vision to thy Holy One and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. That word mighty is the word Gibor. I have laid help on a warrior. I am looking for warriors to help. I have laid help on my warrior. I have laid help on my fighter. God is looking for a fighter who will fight on his behalf. And he will lay help. He will lay help. When we stand to confront evil, don't be afraid for us. There is a help for a fighter spirit. There is a help that is reserved for the spirits that are ready to fight. There is a help from above. I have laid help on my warrior. Some of us move in the company of some angels. One of them can wipe out the whole territory. I have laid help on a warrior. Why are you asking for the help of God when you are having the spirit of timidity? God does not help cowards. God does not help cowards. He doesn't help timid people. He doesn't help those who turn their back on the enemy. And the eyes of the Lord is running over the earth looking for who to help. I have laid help on the warrior. I have laid help on the violent fighting spirit. I have laid help. I don't know who God sent me to hear this morning, but help is coming your way. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. Shout the loudest amen. I went to the village one time. A village one time. And they took me to the oldest man. The village who was like 120 or something. I can't remember. And they had convinced him to give his life to Christ. And he has tried to give his life to Christ. But he was in custody of the village deity. The village, that is, they have handed it over from old man to old man for over 500 years. And he was in custody of it. For him to give his life to Christ is one thing. For anybody to touch that thing is another thing. They took me to the man. I reaffirmed his surrender to Jesus Christ. Prayed for him. Laid hands on him. Took delivery of that ancient devil. Finished it. Physically. Not in the dream. Now, there have been ravages already. That very violent devil took delivery of it, roasted it, finished with it, and traveled without consequence. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Judas says nothing like you went and set an altar on fire and then they followed you and killed you on the road. Or caused you accident or give you a broke your leg. Fear, fear those who does not fear, fear. Hey! 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 The violent, if you see, the violent fighting spirit connects the help of God. Number three, the violent force, which is also the fighting spirit, connects, establishes the strength of God. The strength of God. The help of God means God is assisting you to do things. The strength of God means God wires you rugged. In Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5 to 6, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5 to 6 says, go on ahead. 28. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle. Show me somebody who takes the battle to the gate of the enemy, and I will show you somebody who has connected superhuman strength, superhuman extra natural. The Lord will be strength for those who turn the battle to the gate. Fearful people are naturally weak people. Weak. I mean, no matter how much muscle they have in the physical. Audacious people are strong people. If you have audacity in the spirit, you will never lack the might of the spirit. Shout it louder. You don't run out of strength if you don't run out of heart. You don't run out of strength if you have not run out of heartiness. Strength to him that turned the battle. That is what he does. The Bible said, Samson went down to Timnath, and a young lion roared at him. And the Bible said that he turned and ran. No way. And the Spirit of the Lord rose upon him mightily. He tore it like a baby goat. Strength is coming for you. I say strength is coming for you. I say strength is coming for you. I say strength is coming for you. Every father's house altar that will not let you rest, territorial principalities and powers that will not let the assignment in your hand to rest, in the name of Jesus, strength is coming upon you to pull them down. Strength is coming upon you to pull them down. Anybody remember what happened in area one? We were firing in one night vigil. And a witch was flying. That they were leaving, she was leaving Maraba, and they were going towards Niger State main aside for witchcraft meeting. And when he flew across where Night Vigil was holding, the engine of the witchcraft failed. Not aircraft engine, or witchcraft engine. And he landed in the church territory and landed and became a person. If you see her eyes, how many of you remember? It was red like devil. She was the color of the earth, sand. Earth. With her. And she has children. Plus her husband, the two of them are in witchcraft. Fire the power past power. That's the kind of God I like to serve. She de-witchcraftized. You know how substances crystallize. She de-witchcraftized. I stood on the altar here to show what happened. He said he will give strength to those who turn the battle to the gate. By the time you arrive at the gate of your office, the gate of your city, announce to the principalities, I have come to dispossess you. I have come to send you to where you came from. I have come to send you back to hell. In the name that is above every name, we are in charge of this territory. You have no place here. And then blast in some dangerous tongues. In Jesus' precious name. It is more beneficial to be aggressive in the spirit than to be otherwise. It's far more beneficial. That is, you are securing something from heaven that couldn't have come to you otherwise. Take your seat. It couldn't have come to you otherwise. The violent force establishes the strength of God. And number four, the violent force or the fighting spirit dispossesses the enemy of your possessions in his hands. It takes a violent force and a fighting spirit for the enemy to drop what is yours that he carried. I was keeping my father's sheep, and a lion came and took a lamb. And I ran and said, thank God he didn't catch me. No, I went after it. I went after it and brought meat out of lion's mouth. Nothing is too lost to be recovered. Hey! If meat can return from the mouth of the lion, if meat can be refunded, lion refunded meat. Nothing. about. By provided the spirit is violent and aggressive and rugged, nothing is too lost to be recovered. We asked somebody to buy us something some time ago. He didn't buy the thing and he didn't give us the money. I think he ran into problems. Financial problems, other problems. He's of the other religion. Yes. That is his business and we engaged him. Help us buy this or that. And he didn't buy it. And he couldn't refund the money. His business went into crisis. Everything. I forgot. I didn't remember the whole. I didn't even remember the amount involved anymore. Because it was overtaken with events. Suddenly one day I saw a lawyer who came and said, "Excuse me, sir, I met so and so person. He said he did something with you people like 5 or how many years ago? About 10, maybe. Is it up to 10? Okay. And he said that he's so sorry that his business went into problems and that his elderly father, it's not an elderly father of the same religion, told him, is this church you want to play with? Whatever you will do, do. What you will do, do it and return the money. That's not court case, nothing. One day I saw him in our office. Went on his knees. Want to come and say I apologize. It's not deliberate. I went into problem. Please, let's check the books and see what is at stake. He dropped the check first in 7 zeros to cover the first portion. No loss. Nothing is too lost to be found. Nothing is too lost. And I was laughing for him, smiling for him because he was very confused. I said, oh, it's okay, no problem. So how is everything? Are you okay? Everything, business or worried? Everything to work. He said, pray for me. Let things work. I said, okay, it will work. I don't know for how long the devil took anything from you. Today, by the voice of this preaching, it is recovered. It is recovered. It is recovered. It is recovered. Everything belonging to you that is in the hands of the enemy, by the force with which I preach, it is recovered. Everybody holding what is yours and is ours. From this moment, they lose their sleep and lose their peace and lose their rest until what is yours is released into your hands. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What are the keys to the violent spirit? The secrets of the violent spirit. Number one, the light of the word. There is a word that is inside you like fire shot up in your bones. Was that Jeremiah 23:29? He said, his word was like fire shot up in my bones. And I could not forbear, but I had to speak. There is a revelation that enters you and turns you violent. 29. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay gentle anymore. You know, there are many ways they can prepare millet for you to drink. And there are different outcomes of it. I mean, the other outcome, the first outcome, will make you be belching, especially if you drink it with rice. Have you ever drank it with rice before, Kunu? During Christmas. You will just be belching. But there's another type. There's another type. And may you never drink that in the physical. And may you be only drinking that in the spiritual. Spiritual type. In the same manner, there are various ways to eat this word. The word is seed, is grain. One of it will only give you satisfaction. Another one will give you ruggedization. You just feel fulfilled. I just saw a very satisfying revelation. Another one is just a ruggedizing revelation. That was what happened to King Josiah. Josiah had a prophecy that came ahead of him about 380 years before he was born. You remember the man of God from Judah who went to prophesy to Jeroboam? I think that was 2 Kings chapter 13. And he said that a child shall be born. 1 Kings 13. A child shall be born. Josiah shall be. You remember the whole story? The man of God from Judah who came to prophesy to King Jeroboam, who was worshipping idol and set up altars in Dan and Samaria and worshipping to another god. And this man of God came and he saw Jeroboam worshipping by the altar. And then Jeroboam, and he began to speak, and Jeroboam took his hand to slap him, and the hand dried up in the air. You remember that? You see, we need that kind of anointing now. Plenty of it. And the hand dried up in the air. He begged the man. The hand came down. Then he prophesied, a child shall be born. His name is Josiah. He shall, all these false prophets, he will burn their bones on this altar. And he did very brutal prophecy. Everybody thought he had finished, and then 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, about 380 years, getting to 400 years, then Josiah was born. And Josiah became king at the age of 8. He was doing baby things, like an 8-year or 9-year-old baby would do, until they opened the book where he saw his name in the Bible. Saw his name, saw his assignment, he tore his cloth. Violent on the 8-year-old baby became violent because he saw something. What? I have been sitting here and there is a prophecy on my head. Bring all those false prophets. Let me fulfill my assignment. Hey! Hey! I prophesy to somebody today. God is about to open your eyes. You are going to see something that will turn you violent. You will see something from the world that will turn you violent. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. 2 Kings chapter 22. If I read from verse 8. And he said, and Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. And he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work and that have oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah, the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the book of the Lord, that he tore his cloth. And the king commanded Hilkiah on the spot, the priest and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Akbor, the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan, his son, and Asahiah, a servant of the king, saying, go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this great book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is killed against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that is written concerning us. Long story made short, you read on and on and on. The young man, eyes turned red. Baby turned red. He said, have you found all of them? Go and search to be sure that there is none of them escaping. Look for all the prophets, all these false prophets that have brought evil on us. Look for all of them. They gathered them, executed them before his mind calmed down. Am I communicating at all? There is something you will see in scripture that will make you lose gentleness. There is something you will see in the Bible that will make you lose carefulness. I am not careful to answer you in this matter. If this is what the Bible is saying, then that devil is a bastard. He is in trouble. I am going after the prince of darkness. I am going after the forces of hell. If this is what God is saying. Many of us are cool, calm, and collected because we haven't seen anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many people wonder at times, what is it that drive us? Every time you are just preaching and talking and just preaching, what is driving you? We saw a few things. And we are still in the process of searching and seeing. Am I communicating at all? In the name of Jesus, your eyes will open. And you will see something. So what is the way of violence? Light of the world. Number two, the wine of the spirit. Wine wines you. The wine of the spirit. When Jacob was prophesying concerning his children, and it was the turn of Judah, in Genesis chapter 49 verse 12, he said, his eyes shall be red with wine. His eyes shall be red with wine. And his teeth white with milk. What is wine? The Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Don't be drunk with the physical wine in which there is dissipation and rioting, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you see how the wine turned Peter rugged? Peter was a coward before a little girl, but not after he drank the wine. Peter could deny the master before a girl, but he dared the Pharisees with your wicked hands. Wicked people! Wicked people! And they were looking at him. Is it not this same boy? The other day we asked him, you know Jesus, he said he swear. He doesn't know him. This is only 50 days ago. This is only 50 days ago. 50 days ago, we were engaging this boy. And he stood by the fireplace of the high priest. And they say, you know him. He said, if I know him, more to kill him. The Bible said he denied Jesus with an oath. That is, he swore with his life that he didn't know him. To the same set of wicked killers, executioners, he faced them and they repent. The Bible said they were cut to their hearts. He said, with your wicked and wicked people, what can you do now? Is either he's drunk or he's mad. It cannot be normal. He's either drunk or mad or both. You know, there are drunkards there are mad people that are drunkards. About maybe you told about a professor of mathematics who was a drunkard and then turned into and became mad. So that when they were children, you buy him drink and he will be drunk and then he will give you any formula you want. That is the only condition in which Peter, the people that, you know, the basis of the upper room was fear in the first. He said, okay, wait for me. They locked themselves up. Everybody was wondering who next they will catch and kill. It was in that climate that the Holy Ghost came and they drank wine. They locked themselves up. When the door opened, they didn't know. Hey! Hey! They didn't know whether they broke the door or opened the door. Everybody was out. Wild and violent. They were looking for who to persecute. Somebody, I know you have drank something, but you need a higher concentration. Who is that that is looking for a higher concentration? I know you have drank some level. There is some level of something you have drank, but you need something that is more concentrated. Something that will turn you more violent and more rugged. Something that will knock up the over carefulness and fearfulness. Am I communicating? Within the next few minutes, we shall be praying. And when you are doing Rako Jagadaga Lagayadash, you are saying, Lord, new wine, more fresher wine, stronger wine, more concentrated wine. Liketeke Bagadaga Layakasa, Lagabeta Feta Ratasata, new wine, fresh wine, more concentrated wine. Some of us, when we are confronted with very rugged situations to handle, and you have prayed and drank enough wine, you don't remember to fear. If you had remembered, you would have feared. You forgot fear. You may remember later, if possible. But for the moment, you didn't remember that there is fear. Am I communicating at all? You didn't remember. I prophesy to somebody here in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. The wine of the Spirit that will turn you rugged is coming upon you now. Take your seat. Number three, finally. It's called fire impartation by the anointing. Spiritual virtues are transferable. Papa Yedeko said he was listening to the message of T.L. Osborne. I think it was in the year of 1975, where T.L. Osborne preached on the subject, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He said the Lord can heal, he can kill. The Lord can lift up, he can crash down. Papa said as he listened to that message, small, his vegetable heart turned into the heart of a lion. He was vegetabilized and lionized instantly by an impartation coming from a rugged voice. And from that day, till next, he has not recovered. Am I communicating at all? During one of the crises in Kaduna in those days, he drove his Mercedes car by himself and packed it in the concentration of the people of the other religion, sat on the bonnet, crossed his leg, and let me look at who will come look for me here. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That was what was poured on the head of Jehu. I'm sure you remember the story where God told Elijah, I am anointing, take your anointing, since you are afraid of Jezebel. The anointing you have can kill Jezebel, but you are afraid of Jezebel. Take that anointing, put it on Elisha. Another portion on Jehu. Another portion on Hazael, king of Syria. He that escaped the sword of Elisha will not escape the sword of Jehu. And he who escapes the sword of Jehu will not escape the sword of Hazael. So you are pouring them oil, but I am handing them sword. God said, put the oil on their head, and I will put the sword in their hand. The oil translates into sword. Anybody came with a bottle of oil today? And that is what it is translating to. Take yourself. And Elijah only did one third of the assignment. God asked him to anoint three people. He anointed only Elisha. It was Elisha who anointed Jehu. But he didn't anoint Jehu directly. Because what was coming on Jehu was so violent that Elisha, I don't know why. Why he didn't want to anoint him. So he sent somebody with a bottle. He said, go look for the man called Jehu. When you find him, ask, who is Jehu? If you see him, pour the oil on his head. And once the oil lands, turn and run. Hey! Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet, babe. Stand up on your feet. Because what is coming on Jehu is so violent that he may start the killing with you. He may kill you before he realizes you are not the one he was meant to kill. So just pour it and run straight. 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 1. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophet and said unto him, guard your loins, prepare well, oh. Tie body. Prepare like you are going for a fight. Guard your loins. Take this box of oil in thy hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when you come there, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil, pour it on his head, and say thus, say the Lord, I have anointed the king over his head. Then open the door and flee. No, Rono. Open the door, flee. He said, look not back. Please put it again. Open the door, flee. Tarry, don't wait. In Nigeria, we say, if you wait, anything that happened to you, you know what happened? When that oil stepped on Jehu's head, he stood up. He said, people, I have assignment. He saddled his horse and began to run on the spot. Immediately, he saw the sons of the children of the king coming. He said, who is on the Lord's side? Say, we are on the Lord's side. Say, turn and follow me. When the woman, Jezebel, saw them coming from afar, he said, you armored bearers, fighters, go and find out what's happening. The other group came and said, who is on the lost side? I said, we are on the lost side. Follow me. Turn and follow me. It's not begging them. Then a third group told the woman, what is happening? He said, there is a man coming. He driveth furiously. And the manner of the driving may be Jehu, the son of Nimshi. The oil imparted fury. When he eventually came to Jezebel, he looked up and he eyed the two bodyguards, threw her down. By the time that day was over, countless people died. The same day. Impartation is a possibility. And that is what is coming on you today. Impartation by the fire, impartation by through the oil is a possibility. And that is what is coming on you today. For the impartation of the spirit of violence and the fighter spirit. If I speak more than this, I'm over speaking. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Yes, something has already happened. Masha koko bagada galaga yagada. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Pray in a violent, aggressive manner. Pray in the spirit. Thank you. open your mouth and ask the Lord today, I am making demands on a violent spirit, a force of violence, a fighter spirit. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, I am making demands today for the force of violence, a fighting spirit. Father, I reject today every spirit of timidity, every spirit of cowardice. I reject now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift those hands high and say after me, say, Father, open me up. Open me up to the light of the world that will turn me violent to possess my possession. Open my eyes to see the light that will turn me aggressive and violent. Open my eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. And you are going to make demands of fresh wine. Wine of violence. Fresh wine. Father, shift me to a higher concentration of wine. A higher concentration of wine. A rugged dimension in the spirit. an aggressive dimension in the spirit. Shift me there now, Lord. Lift your voice and say, Father, I make demands on fresh wine, strong wine, new wine, a rugged dimension of the spirit. I make demands on it. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Impartation of violence. The Jehu order of violence. Father, release upon me today a fire impartation of violence. The Jehu order of aggression for possession. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. pick up your bottles of oil. Lift it up. With that oil in your hand, just be in prayer.
You are a beautiful soul.
Lift it high now. What was clear to me this morning was made clear is that that violence and strength you need to take what is yours is being released now. You know, it has been said that you need a heart to make a mark. You need a heart to take your part. They used to say people have liver. And someone said, no liver, no silver. The gold is for the bold. That was what Proverbs 11:16 said. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The gold is for the bold. Not boldness to do evil. Not boldness to be criminal. But heart to take your part. And it is that impartation, that heart impartation. Whatever was able to flow through Elisha into Jehu, that turned his heart violent. That is what we trust God to flow through this oil. This oil shall be poured at your city entrance. Your office area, your house, your street, your business premises. Take possession. I possess my possession. I take my portion. I violently, aggressively take my portion. Here today, anyone is afflicted, sick, tormented in your body by the same oil and the same anointing. That yoke shall be broken by the same anointing. That yoke shall be broken by the same anointing. That yoke shall be broken. Father, first of all, open your mouth and use your mouth to tell God what you are expecting to come on you now. In the name of Jesus. Lift it up. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, Ekwe Kwalaka, Kamdiro Twarela, Metunu Masad. I am asking for the release of that force of violence, that fighter spirit. Help from above to take diverse territories. To aggressively conquer nations for you. To win the lost. To deliver the oppressed. To possess the possessions. For the kingdom. That by the reason of this anointing, every grip of the enemy, either on the lives of the people or on the possessions of the people, will be instantly terminated. I declare a new season. I declare a new season. I declare a new season. I declare a new day. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Lift it high now. Now, before this happens, just very quickly, you haven't given your life to Christ, please step forward. You'll receive your own anointing in the front. Because if the oil comes upon you and you are not saved, it doesn't do you anything. Let that happen to you now. Rededicate yourself to God. Ask for forgiveness for your sins. Ask for Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly, step to the front. Leave the oil up, the rest of us. Quickly, come with your bottles of oil and your bags or Bibles and things you came to church with to make your way right with Jesus now. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe on me. Made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you, Father. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me, Lord. I have made up my mind to serve for life. Breathe on me, O Lord. Breathe. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve the Father. Those in the front here, say this prayer after me. All of you, say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus. All of you standing in front, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. I am in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I now pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. I decree grace be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Amen. Lift your hands, the oil up now. Father, let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Oh, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let the fire, let it from the throne.
Sing it three more times a minute.
Let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow.
Let it go. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Let it flow. Let this be a flow of violence, fire. Let it heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. Cast out devils. Liberate captives. Thank you, Lord. Take a little of that oil in your hand. Let a fire from that room, let it flow, 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 let a fire from that room, let it flow. Let it high. On the count of seven, you place that hand on your head, scream the fire, and blast in tongues. Healings will be happening. Unclean spirits will be flying out. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body will be flying out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the count of seven, blast it and scream fire. Father, let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Counselors, those in the front, just go ahead with them now. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Just pray in the Spirit for 2 more minutes and then you sit down. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. With the strength I have, with all that I have, I will praise the Lord. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' name. Please take your seat. Diverse visitations took place. There is someone who had an encounter of fire, just physical encounter of fire. While the ministration was on, you saw the fire of God in diverse ways impacting you. One has been laid on the hand of somebody. Somebody's heart as if it was being removed and replaced. Yes. Let's come forward if you had such type of encounters. Fire poured out from the bottle. Some is standing here pouring oil, and the oil turned into fire. And that fire burnt a cloth on his body, a particular cloth. Every limiting garment, limiting identity, whatever it is that has been your identity in the realm of the spirit that is limiting the plan and purpose of God for your life today, they are roasted by fire. I worship you. honor you. I will honor you so long as I live. With all that I have, with all that I have,
I will praise you, Lord.
So while the prayer was on, he felt like a surgery was being carried out on his heart. Yes, sir. He, at the point he said he couldn't hold himself. He was trying to hold his heart by himself, but couldn't.
And then, a replacement of the heart. Lift your hands high. Every vegetable heart is giving way. Every chicken-heartedness is giving way. Jesus!
She saw like they removed her heart and another heart was replaced.
I told you. Lift your hands. In the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord. Every area of your life that needed change now is replaced. Is replaced.
Yes, sir. Sister Hadiza said she had been diagnosed of diabetes. In the course of the administration, she said she saw her heart and organs removed and they're replaced with new ones.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Go and check yourself. Blood sugar is normal now. A brand new pancreas. Anyone who is in need of a brand new body part, today, that's right, healings also took place right here. Healings took place. Organ replacement surgeries took place in the realm of the spirit. Everyone who is in need of a brand new organ of your body, right now, receive.
Sir, the same thing. Our sister said she felt it almost very physical. Her heart removed, and the same hand gave her another heart.
Wow. Stand over here. God is imparting upon you the boldness to deal with the devils of your family. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Help her.
Sister Augusta says she saw fire on her palms. Fire on her palms. And then Sister Joy here told me that she saw stars of fire. The stars were of fire.
Put your hands. Fire.
Our sister here said at the shout of fire, a being walked out of
her. A being walked out of her.
Yes.
Everybody lift your right hand. Say, every stranger around my life, around my assignment, I just saw that somebody here, when you step back to where you are coming from, in your place of assignment, whether it's a church location or a business premises or a residence, something will come out of that ground. Something the enemy planted there that is fighting your destiny. And everything that the enemy has planted anywhere in your life, today they are uprooted.
Sir, this is Jane Ghostlight. She said while the ministration was going on, she saw fire dropping on people. And you said all of a sudden you were torn. I mean, you wore your medical lab cloth with medical equipment. And then you started operating on her left, the left-hand side. She has been feeling pain on that side for a long time. But after that encounter, she discovered that the pain is gone and she's free now.
Wow. May God do the surgery on your life today. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, precious name. So many fire encounters. They are permanent in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fall on me. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fall on me. Fire, fire. Like on that day, like on that day, like on that day. praise. Take your seat 1 minute. This night is grand finale. Apart from the testimony and Thanksgiving service on Sunday, 9:30 p.m. in the night, invite your friends and your loved ones. All of you who have been watching via the satellite and the internet, as much as possible, be there tonight. It's going to be actionful. The word, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the live worship recording. I'd like you to ensure that you are there, well-dressed, as we worship the King of Kings. I believe something will happen tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Do you have your expectation form? If you have it, you stand up with it. If you don't, you just stand and lift up your right hand. All over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty, mighty, mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Lift it high up now. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. And be thou praised. Give the expectation. Now, if you are here today for the first time, please step forward here while the others receive their expectation. Surely there is an end. And today will be the official end. That tonight, entering Saturday. And he said, at that end, your expectation shall not be cut short. I prophesy today, as the convention comes to an end by Saturday morning and Sunday Thanksgiving service, your expectations are released. Before you return in the evening, you return with your expectations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.